Spring has sprung and you need to celebrate with a new MyPillow. With its patented interlocking fill, you can easily adjust your MyPillow to your individual needs. And now Mike's added brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you more comfortable throughout the night. Plus, MyPillow 2.0 is 50% off with promo code REGULARJOE. There's never been a better time to get the MyPillow 2.0 than right now when it's 50% off. You can also get the extraordinary Giza Dream Sheets starting at just $29.99. Made from the world's best cotton from a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, the Giza Dream Sheets feature a sateen weave, giving them a luxurious finish. We own several sets, and they are fantastic. And you can get them for a limited time at an extremely low price with promo code REGULARJOE. Visit MyPillow.com/REGULARJOE to shop the best deals on MyPillow's complete line of products and get the lowest prices when you use promo code REGULARJOE. Hello there and welcome, Joe Giganti, Regular Joe here with you on this Thursday. Going to get to the phones here in a moment. I just want to make a few more comments on Mike Johnson. Plus, I told you I got something special I want to share, and I will do both. I'll start with a special thing, but remember Mike Johnson a moment ago said, look, doesn't even matter if we pass a bill and Joe Biden signs it into law, he's not going to enforce it anyway. Well, I'm pretty damn sure the reason why we have co-equal branches of government is so that we can be a checks and balances. And I don't care if you only have one half of one third of the government. Do your job. Fight with the tenacity and the ferocity of somebody that thinks everything's on the line because it is. And I'm sorry, maybe I am the ultimate optimist, but I believe that when you have so many of the American people on your side when it comes to the toilet economy we have, when it comes to the open invasion on our southern border that we have, with people telling us these are the things that matter most to them. The numbers just came out, the headline on the economic growth. U.S. economic growth slows down massively, well below expectations. Came in at 1.6%. They were expecting 2.5. That is a huge, huge difference. And that's using the Biden regime's cooked numbers. And it still sucks that bad. People feel it. They hear it. We played that sound of those construction workers. Almost every one of them are union construction workers. The head of one of the local unions was there. He said, we polled all 9,000 members that I represent. He said it's 3-1 for Trump among our people. That's 2/3 of the people. 6 out of the 9,000. You're not going to win an election with 6,000, but you add 6,000 to 6,000 to 6,000. You pull 2/3 of all the voting union members in this country, and you will have a victory too big to be cheated, too big to be rigged, as Donald Trump has said. Then you go to this factor. Most say, quote, too much taxpayer money to Ukraine. This from the Washington Examiner. Latest Rasmussen poll survey shared with Washington Secrets over at the Examiner on Wednesday morning found that 47% believe the new money to Ukraine was too much. Only 20% wanted more, and only 24% believed it was just right. And you have Mike Johnson saying, well, this is what we want. These people are isolated from the ones they represent. They don't know or refuse to understand what it is they're supposed to be doing. Now, I just quickly, because I got to do these things, I want to get Johnson's comments out, announcement, then the phone. So if you're on the phone holding, hang in there. Didn't forget about you. So Jesse Waters followed up his comment about, he didn't say anything, by the way, about the enforcement, the lack of enforcement. It blows my mind. You have the Speaker of the House saying, well, the president's just going to run roughshod over the law and the Constitution, even the ones that he signs. And the answer is, ho-hum, well, in 194 days, we'll do something about it. No, you won't. For God's sake, you had the House, the Senate, and the presidency in 2016. What did Paul Ryan do? He flushed it down the toilet. And I don't think Mike Johnson, at this point, can argue that he would do any better. Now, there are some that would. I'm not sure that he would. Now, my answer isn't to sit home and say, I'll hold my nose and I'm just going to vote for people. No, you've got to get out there and make a difference. Nobody gets a pass. Nobody gets the easy button. There is no easy button. If you're not running for office, support the people that are the good ones. That's why we have primaries. Fight tooth and nail to get as many America First, Make America Great Again conservatives into office between now and the primaries in your states. Make it count. And then, yes, when we get to the general election, we have got to make sure we are pushing Donald Trump way past the finish line so that it's too big to be rigged, as he has said. Absolutely the case. And that requires everybody to stop making excuses, stop venting your spleen, and get out and work hard. I get it. I do. But I'm going to tell you something. You do no favors. I'm speaking to the intelligentsia in the Republican Party. I'm talking to whether you're, and again, I know a lot of good people that do this. I'm not condemning them individually or even collectively. Not the good people. Now, the status quo Republicans that run too much of the party and do too much in Washington, yeah, I'm condemning them. When you go out there and you say, it's nonsense that people think I betrayed people. Well, I don't know, Mike, you said you were going to stand for the warrant. You didn't. You said you weren't going to fund Ukraine, and you did. You can put lipstick on the pig, but you did what you did. And then you say it doesn't matter even if you pass the bill, and it's not just passed, but signed into law, that the president can just ignore the law and there's nothing we can do about it. That is not what great men and women have laid their lives down to give us this freedom. You say you respect it, then you damn well better act like it. And the way you're acting is not. Now, here's the follow-up between him and Jesse Waters, cut number two.
We impeached Mayorkas. We passed resolutions. We have to have an election to have a president who
right.
will shut that
I think the
down.
Frustration is you have a majority in the House of Representatives, and Democrats are getting whatever they want. Schumer gets what he wants, Biden exactly. gets what he wants, and the Republicans in the House get nothing.
Well, that's not true. We don't have a functioning majority. When you can only lose one vote, if one person has a different idea, we don't.
So it's like a coalition government.
No, we're trying to prevent that. We're trying to keep the Republicans working together, and we've gotten better policy, better process, and we're getting things done, but it's very difficult when very individualistic, individual-minded Republicans don't want to move together as a bloc.
So there you go again. Then Jesse Waters said, you're talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, he says, I'm not going to name names. But look, we know what you're saying. And once again, who are they pointing the fingers at? The conservative base. Why isn't he pointing the finger at Mike Gallagher and Ken Buck? Liz Cheney, I know they're gone, but all these weak-kneed, feckless, rhino Republicans that have stabbed us in the back repeatedly. What's the loser's name that was Conway? I forget his first name. Kellyanne's husband. George, that's right. I mean, I knew the guy. You think I'd remember his name? Yeah, I don't remember names people I don't like. He's giving $1 million to Joe Biden. The Bulwark is out there talking about we should, you know, they're running ads and attacking Donald Trump on a daily basis. The Lincoln Project is out there attacking Donald Trump on a daily basis. Where's the call for these people to just hold their nose and move to the conservative side for the sake of the election? It's never the argument. The argument is always, oh, the conservatives have to moderate. How has that worked for us? I ask again, tell me the major election we have won by moderating. No one can do it because it doesn't happen. How did it work for John McCain, Mitt Romney? I can go through the list. Herbert Walker Bush, George W. Bush barely made it through. Don't tell me that's the answer. And how come it's always a one-way street to moving together as a working body? And then insult to injury, here's good old Mike Johnson's final thought with Jesse Waters on how we win.
Said some of my colleagues want us to throw a Hail Mary pass on every play. It's not a game-winning strategy. Right now, when you have this margin, it's 3 yards in a cloud of dust, right? We get the next first down, we put points on the board, and we get to November, and we take back and grow the majority.
All right. So he said, oh, they just want to throw a Hail Mary every pass. We just got to dig in, get those 3 yards every time, get the first down and move forward. I love football analogies. I do. I love football when it works. Let me tell you why you got to throw Hail Mary. Because you're not first and 10. You're not second and 7. You're not third and 4 to go. You're fourth and long, buddy. And you help to create part of the mess, whether you want to admit it or not. You know why they're saying throw a few Hail Marys? because sometimes that's what turns the whole energy of the game. For those that have watched people like Brett Favre, how many times did he sit back and just fling that ball 70 yards into a group of people in the end zone, and almost miraculously, Double D came down with it, or any number of his receivers, even the Aaron Rodgers era, we saw that. There's a reason that pass exists. Can it be every play? No. But when was the last time you threw a Hail Mary, buddy? You're digging out 3 yards. You don't realize you're just going 3 yards in the wrong direction. 3 yards. Give me a break. Mike Johnson never played football. I mean, honestly, do you think he ever? I don't know. He doesn't strike me as, I mean, that's, I'm not going to say water boy. That's not, you people on the other side of the glass need to check yourselves. Could have played Pop Warner. He could have been like, I don't know. Maybe he was a receiver. I don't know. Why are you looking at me like, don't make me the bad guy? I don't know. I don't think maybe he did. I don't know. All right, before we get to the phones, something to lighten our mood a little, because it's important. It's important to remember the importance of people and individuals, all the people you see and don't see. Many you don't see that are making things happen, make the world go round. And one of those people, of course, is our own Shannon, who today has a very special day. I mean, super special. I didn't check. She published it online. I guess I can say what they, turning 50 today. Happy 50th birthday to Shannon. You don't look a day over 21. We wish you a very, very happy birthday. I know that you're celebrating big this weekend. Unfortunately, I cannot be there, but I wanted to take time to wish you a happy birthday. Thank you for all you do, not just with us here, but of course, there's a lot of people don't realize you do in the conservative movement, behind the scenes, and of course, all of the wonderful businesses that you own and operate with Kevin. We thank you for all of it. I hope it is the best birthday ever. 50 down, 50 more to go. It's still looking like you're 21. Happy birthday, Shannon. All right, so I needed that break. We have everything on the line these next 194 days. They keep saying, well, it's for all the marbles. Do they even know what they're saying? Do they even understand it? I don't know. That's a darn good question. All right, we've got to call 888-737-1737. Edward's on the line. Hello, Edward. How are you on this Thursday?
Hi, Joe. Good morning. I'm doing well, and sounds like you're having a good time today. That's good.
I live life boldly no matter what, my friend.
Yes. Real quick note before I get to my main point, because you were talking about it, the economy. Keep your eye on commercial real estate. Because of the Democrats' policies, it's going to crash. And we've got $70 million buildings selling for $6 million these days. But that's a topic for another day. What I'm calling about is I know you'll be interviewing, hopefully on air, hopefully you'll be hosting debates for our new congressperson.
Now, on that note, Edward, just so everyone knows, I have received confirmation from all three candidates, Roger Roth, Tony Weed, and Andre Jacques. You're talking about the 8th Congressional District race in Wisconsin. I have contacted and actually heard back from all three confirming that they will do a debate that I will host. We're working out the details of the where and when as we speak, but I suspect I'm kind of working through two lines of thought. Do we do it before or after the 4th of July? Because the primary is in August. I'm leaning personally to before the 4th, because obviously with the 4th of July, you lose a lot of people's attention. But I like it after the 4th because it's close to the primary. So anyway, just a little bit of inside baseball. We've got the convention in July, the National Republican Convention. So that's another factor to what we're doing. But we are working through it. It will be an evening event. It will be carried in ways, and I can't say more than this, but you'll be able to, if you can't make it in person, you will be able to see it and access it readily as we do it.
Well, for the non-Wisconsin people listening, and I know you have a lot, it's for the Benedict Gallagher seat. And one question I would like you to ask every candidate, and it's getting down in the weeds, I'll admit, but I think it's really important is this. I've spoken with Mike Gallagher had two chiefs of staff. He had one local, and he had another one out in Washington, D.C., and I've had extensive conversations with both over the years about issues. Now, admittedly, in the last year, I haven't called, so I assume they're still on the job, but I'm not sure. My point is this. Both of his chiefs of staff, as of two, three years ago, they were both in the exact same role for Reid Ribble.
So people understand, Reid Ribble was the predecessor to Mike Gallagher in the 8th Congressional District, was elected as a conservative, moderated rather severely before he left in 2016, if I recall. That was the year. I am aware, now I don't like you, I don't know if that is still, you know, was still the case to the very end. But I am aware, as you said, that he was, or he had those carryover staffers. And I think it's a fair question because, hang on a second, Edward. I want to talk about this a little more. We got to hit the break. Hang on. I'll bring you back after the break because I want to kind of dig into that with you and get your feedback as we do it. Because I think it, you know, again, people are policy. And it's very important to know who the people will be. They may not know everybody, but it's a fair question. Will you carry over this staff? I'll explain why I think that's of utmost importance when we get back.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.